Thanks, Roland. I think some of the points I'm about to make will be a repetition. The reports that UPR Info has produced highlights some really good examples at the national level of NGO coalitions who have taken on this role very creatively of tracking and monitoring implementation. And in most of these instances, those kind of implementation programs that are the most effective are those which align the UPR recommendations with the treaty body concluding observations and relevant special procedures recommendations as well. The numbers that you speak of are also quite onerous, I think, from the side of civil society. And so in many instances, I think that organizing amongst the coalition and dividing up recommendations amongst organizations within coalitions to kind of track from a sectoral perspective has proven to be useful. I think that the challenges of resources, which has already been mentioned, is a really serious one. If the value of the UPR in its third cycle is really going to be in terms of looking at what concrete human rights change it can achieve on the ground, then we need to take implementation much more seriously. And so I would really support the creation of a voluntary fund to kind of provide the means for that to occur. And then I think it's also important to note or to really encourage governments to consider their civil society as partners and as resources in the implementation phase. And of course, in every country situation is distinct, and not in every country do we have situations where there is space for civil society to conduct their work freely. But wherever possible, it's worth remembering that the civil society in countries are those who have the expertise, and they have the networks, they have the trust of affected communities, and they understand the ground realities really well and what works on the ground. And so I would really encourage states to include civil society in the design of programs and policies for implementation, and include them also in undertaking some specific activities as well.